You're listening to Yanhan 999. I'm your host, Beth Cunningham, and this is episode number one. We're talking today about the secret of Hurricane. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. After Hurricane Dorian devastated the Bahamas earlier this week, it is now on its way to destroying part of the American Southeast. It is no secret that Hurricane Florence is a force to be reckoned with, and it is predicted to be the strongest storm to hit the East Coast in at least a decade, if not more than a century. The original forecast had predicted a Dorian approach to Florida on Monday, but the storm abruptly changed course over the weekend. At the time, residents were warned that winds that could reach hurricane strength would hit Houston late in the day or overnight. The following day, the storm strengthened to a Category 2 hurricane, and by early July had peaked, developing into one of the strongest hurricanes in U.S. history with winds of 200 km per hour. In a staggering statistic, Dorian holds the record for the deadliest natural disaster to hit the U.S. in more than 100 years. The strongest Atlantic hurricane to make landfall, making it the strongest storm to hit the Bahamas directly, and the second strongest hurricane in U.S. history. The wall erected after the deadly hurricane of 1900 did its job, protecting Galveston from catastrophic damage, but it was overwhelmed. The storm brought flooding and left widespread moderate to severe damage throughout the city. Hurricane Irma last year left an estimated $25 billion to $65 billion in damage, including destroyed homes, uprooted trees and the loss of hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. North and South Carolina have faced extreme flooding in recent years. Hurricane Joaquin hit North Carolina in 2015, and Hurricane Matthew flooded it in 2016. The 1943 hurricane proved to be the most notable so far, as the storm was different and added to the region's hurricane history. Newspapers reported the hurricane in only two affected states, Florida and Georgia, the two most populous states in America. When a tropical cyclone was detected in 1943, the system developed into a tropical storm when it was located in the northeastern Gulf of Mexico on July 25. Hurricanes were not categorized at the time, but meteorologists who have studied the storms today believe the cyclone has reached Category 2 strength. Knowing the category of a hurricane, you know how dangerous the storm will be. For now, scientists can do little more than predict the hurricane's path and estimate how strong it will be when it reaches the coast. The best way to assess hurricanes like Michael is to look at wind speed and then hope that people read the headlines and warnings about rain and flooding. This article contains the top 10 things to know about hurricanes before the next monster storm hits land. Read on to learn how to deal with the stresses of hurricane season, how to deal with the mail, storm anxiety you may have, and more. With so many destructive hurricanes ravaging Texas in recent decades, it is a good time to advise Texans to prepare for hurricane seasons or simply hurricane warnings, especially if you have survived or been hit by a hurricane season. If a hurricane watch has been put in place for your region, it means that there is a chance that the hurricane will reach the region. Now that you know that hurricanes are coming, examine your home and listen to the news to understand the severity of the coming storm and what you should prepare for when it comes. In the above areas, FMS has issued a tropical storm watch for tropical storm force winds expected by the NHC that are expected to cause significant damage to homes, businesses, and other properties in the region. It may not be safe to prepare for hurricanes before winds reach tropical storm strength, but hurricane watches are only designed in case a tropical cyclone causes hurricanes, such as winds of at least 1,000 miles per hour or more. Even if the center of the storm does not make landfall, hurricanes that generate onshore wind power are included if they cause severe damage and, or death. The storm's center will be less than 100 miles from land, the U.S. National Hurricane Center and the National Weather Service said. Satellite images show Hurricane Katrina evolved into a hurricane before it nearly reached Florida. A year later, the Great Atlantic Hurricane of 1944 hit the East Coast, and satellite images of the storm of July 27, 1943, now known as the Secret Hurricane, indicate a significant shift in the hurricane's path from the Atlantic to the Gulf of Mexico. The 1943 hurricane was a depression, but military technicians who used the fledgling radar technology were the first to see eerie images of hurricane spiral arms on their screens. They didn't name the hurricanes at the time, They were known only as the Secret of Hurricane.
Thank you all for joining us again on Yanhen 999. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.